Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, a low of 59. Full forecast details are coming up. The decision has been announced, and Racine Mayor John Dickert will leave office a week from today, with Council President Dennis Weiser by city ordinance taking the oath of office as interim mayor at 8 o'clock the morning of July 17th. Mayor Dickert, exclusively on WRJN this morning, said Weiser has a lot of experience in leadership roles, but this one is different.
It's a pretty complex, big job, but he's been doing a wonderful job at it, and we've been spending a lot of time together over the last week or two just going through all the issues, going through all the things he has to be prepared for, and really getting himself ready.
Dickert believes Weiser will do a great job. Dickert is, of course, leaving to take over the leadership role of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. His official resignation starts the process towards scheduling a special election, which the council looked at a recent committee of the whole but came to no conclusion, city staff recommending November 7th. Weiser becoming mayor in a week means the council will also have to decide on their new president. Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian says for the most part, the city's storm sewer system worked during this morning's deluge. However, he says where the system failed, it failed badly. Parts of the city received 5 inches of rain in about 5 hours during the storm, causing significant flooding in several areas. Antaramian says work has already begun on the engineering to determine how to deal with the inadequacies of the drainage system in some parts of the city.
And then our goal is that next year we'll start actually implementing the modeling that's been done to try to deal with certain areas and certain problems with the flooding that occurs in some of those places. That's part of what we're doing. The other part is we're looking at also, we have some issues because of the rise in lake levels as to, water flowing out. And so there's some other issues long term we have to look at that are different than just the flooding ones.
Antaramian says at this point it's not known how much work will need to be done or how much it might cost. The mayor toured the city's trouble spots for about 2.5 hours early this morning. The fire department reported water up to 6 feet deep in some areas. Several dozen basements flooded. A few businesses had to close for cleanup, and one person had to be rescued from a car stuck in the floodwaters. The White Box program that was started earlier this year in the city of Racine as a financial assistance incentive in upgrading commercial buildings of at least 50 years old for future development, and for which the initial funding was recently depleted. Development Director Amy Connolly is not only asking city leaders for more money, but also suggesting a 2-year sunset provision. Connolly told the Downtown Area Design Review Panel recently the program has proven quite effective, especially for downtown.
We want to make sure that we do a really good job of capturing and making sure that we're documenting the investment that's happening because of the White Box program. So, almost 3-to-1. For every dollar we give, we're getting 3 of investment. And we're seeing spaces that have been vacant now, available for renting. And, for downtown, it's been great.
Alderman Jeff Coe, noting the recent success of White Box and the popularity of the facade grant program, said he wished he could figure out how much all this added to the tax base because he thinks they're getting a lot of bang for their buck. A Kenosha City Council committee is scheduled this evening to look at a balance of competing interests when it takes up a proposal to allow fire pits within city limits, something the fire department and Chief Charles Leipzig oppose. The measure up before the Public Safety and Welfare Committee includes a number of conditions. The fire pits could not be used within 15 feet of a building or on a wooden deck or balcony. No leaves or other yard waste could be burned, and the fire pits could only be used between 4 in the afternoon and 10 o'clock at night. Alderman Daniel Przanski is one of the ordinance authors, who calls it recreational burning. The Racine Unified School Board holds a work session at 6 o'clock this evening at the Administrative Services Campus, and among the discussion topics, giving a name to the former Curtin Clinic building on Northwestern Avenue to house the virtual program and the Turning Point Academy. The latest regarding changes to the middle school program, including boundary adjustments, and what, if anything, the lack of a state budget means for the district at this point. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.